Well, four or five things happen for Jesus to demonstrate to us the way of escape. The first one is back in verse 32 when he says, and he went to the place of Gethsemane. The word Gethsemane means the place where the oil is crushed or the place where the olive is crushed. It's where the word means to press and to crush the olive until it produces oil. And so don't be afraid of these moments of pressing against you, because it's going to produce a beautiful oil. It's going to produce a beautiful anointing as you take the way of escape. The anointing to escape. It's the anointing to escape. Everybody say the anointing to escape. So Jesus is about to lay out for us the anointing to escape. And where is the anointing to escape? He says, he goes to Gethsemane and he says, sit here while I pray. So listen, anybody can pray. This is the first step towards the anointing of escape, is sit here while I pray. In other words, Jesus, I'm just going to pray. I'm going through this moment. I'm going through this temptation. I'm going to pray. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil is a prayer. We don't pray because we're holy. We pray because we're not. We don't pray because we're making it. We pray because we're not making it. We don't pray because we got it together. We pray because we're looking for a way of escape. So you don't have to be perfect to pray. You don't have to be a prayer warrior to pray. Just sit here while I pray. All you got to do is just sit there and pray and talk to God. So the first thing he did was he just started to pray. The second thing he did was, it says in verse 33, and he took Peter, James, and John with him. So the second thing he did was he chose the right associations. You have to choose wisely your associations. You have to choose wisely who you're going to surround yourself with. And notice, he didn't surround himself with perfect people. Peter, James, and John were not perfect people, but Peter, James, and John were people that were moving forward with Jesus. They were sticking with him, even though Peter had been exposed. All his weaknesses had been exposed by this point, and Peter is still following Jesus. Peter is still moving forward. John is still moving forward. James is still moving forward. So Jesus surrounds himself with guys that are moving forward. Well, that's why you need to be in a good church, to surround yourself with people that are moving in the same direction that you're moving in. Amen. Are you with me? And then, so he surrounds himself with the right people. So choose wisely your associations. And then verse 34 says, my soul is exceedingly and overwhelmed with grief, exceedingly sad and overwhelmed with grief to where it almost kills me. This is his honesty before God. You've heard me share that before. He's being honest with God. And then look at what happens, verse 35. And put this, thank you for putting this in the King James Bible. This is my favorite version of this verse. It says, and he went forward a little. He went forward a little. See, that means that he didn't have to finish everything at that moment. You don't have to run a marathon. Just get some sneakers. You don't have to have it all together. Just go forward. You don't have to get there today. Just take a step forward. Just go forward a little, a little. This is Jesus now. It doesn't say he went forward a lot. It says he went forward a little. I love the way he puts it here, because it speaks volumes to me about progress. Doesn't have to be huge. It just has to be a little at a time. A little at a time. If you can make progress a lot, great. But our Savior made progress a little at a time. So give yourself permission to just move forward a little. If you can't read your Bible for 30 minutes, read it for 30 seconds. If you can't pray for an hour, pray for a minute. If you can't pray for a minute, pray, help! Move forward a little. God's not expecting you to be a spiritual giant. The spiritual giants of the Bible were not really giants at all. They were people like you and me, and they were struggling, and they were in the Gethsemane, and they were giving away their wives, and they were, you know, sleeping with Hagar, and they were, you know, committing adultery and killing folks. I mean, these are the great giants. You're not doing so bad when you think about it. You say, hey, I didn't commit adultery. I did kill somebody, but at least I didn't commit adultery and then kill them. I just killed them. I'm making progress. No, just kidding. Don't try that at home. All right. He went forward a little. Just move forward a little. Just pray for a second. Pray for a minute. Forget about trying to be so spiritual that you're a prayer soldier. God bless you who pray long. Add a few minutes for me in case I don't pray as long as you do. Read a little longer for me in case I don't, I don't know. Pastor, you should be telling people they need to read their Bible day and night, day and night. How about just believing it? Amen. Believe in one verse for a little while. Yes. Rather than trying to be so holy, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying not to read your Bible, not to study it for long hours if you can. But if you can't, study it for a minute. And then he fell to the ground. What is that? That's worship. You can do this. You can fall to the ground and worship Jesus. You can't go to the cross because only Jesus went to the cross. You can't go to the cross, but you can sit and pray for a minute. You can't go to the cross and you're not called to, but you can choose the right associations. You can't go to the cross because you're not called to be a substitute for your sins. Jesus already was that, but you can go forward a little. You can fall down if you're under pressure. You can fall to your knees. You don't have to fall all the way down. How about just fall to your knees and worship God and thank him for his help? If this cup can pass from me, let it pass, but not my will, thy will be done. Jesus, he expresses his feelings, but then he makes his choice, not based on his feelings. He has feelings, but then he makes a choice. If this can pass from me, let it pass, but not my will, thy will be done, right? If it can pass, let it pass. I don't want to do this. That's my feelings. But I choose to do it. That's my decision. Don't allow your emotions to make your decisions for you. Express your emotions to God, but don't make decisions based on your emotions. And then if you go down to verse 43, where it says, and there appeared unto him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. So this is the same experience in Luke's version, and at the end of Jesus going through these steps, an angel appeared to him, strengthening him. You see, when you just sit and pray, when you choose the right associations, anybody can do that. You don't have to have it all together to do that. When you just go forward a little, when you just fall to the ground, if life knocks you down, stay there and worship Jesus. And you know what's going to happen next? Angels going to come and strengthen you.
Hey everyone, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Remember, if you want to start getting the Fast From Wrong Thinking devotional in your inbox every day, if you're not already, you can head over to fastfromwrongthinking.com, drop your name and email, and you're good to go. And hey, I also wanted to let you know that you can find the video versions of these podcast episodes on Gregory Dickow's Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/Gregory Dickow, and you can also turn on the post notifications so you get notified whenever he puts up a new post or when he goes live, all that good stuff. Hey, thanks again for joining us on the podcast today. We will catch you guys tomorrow. Have a great day.